looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Light on Living on this special day as we celebrate Light on Living's third birthday, third year anniversary here for Light on Living. I'm so happy I've had incredible guests over the years, and that which leads me to having, I'm so ecstatic about my guest today that I'm a little bit even speechless. I'm tongue-tied. I'm the one who reached out to my very special guest today and was so happily delighted and surprised that she was like, yes, I would absolutely like to do that, be a guest on your show. And so as I kind of go into my introduction of Joanna the Medium, okay, I had to do my starstruck scream there. And I wanted to share with everybody that Joanna comes in, she came into my life at a very, very, I didn't know it, but crucial time, as I'm hoping that I'm introducing her into your life as well for so much help and support, because I had really did not realize I had become a little bit, not dependent, but really enjoyed my monthly readings when I went onto YouTube. And then all of a sudden, my regular fella, he was just a little bit delayed and I had to go elsewhere. And that was a challenge in of itself. And I was so happy that Joanna existed and that Joanna was Joanna the Medium. And I just resonated. Oh, Joanna, I'm going to have to say, because I just want to talk to you now, but everybody, please welcome Joanna the Medium onto the show, Light on Living.
Thank you so much for having me. You actually make me emotional when I hear that. It's very emotional to me.
That's one thing I do love.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I connected with you because of that. You're so honest, but not honest. I'm in the moment, real. And so I feel like you're fearless. And because you say things and I think, oh my gosh, she's so brave. Whoa.
I think my job is to face those fears so that I get on the other side and I say to you, hey, listen, this is what it's like. It's really not as bad as you think.
Right. Yes. Actually, that is what I got from you in that first time I was watching. I was like, oh, it's not as bad as I think. And she totally gets it. And I have to share with everybody listening that Joanna is one of those, when you go to her channel and you watch her videos, you literally will think, and you'll say this, she's talking to me. She's talking to me. This is it. These are the messages for me. And so, Joanna, before we get right into everything, I'm just, it was so beautifully written, the about Joanna. So I want to share with everybody this first. I'm going to read it and then we'll dive right into some fun questions. But so everybody, about Joanna, having a remarkable psychic gift since birth, Joanna is one of the most talented intuitives and mediums on the planet today in terms of her accuracy, yes, skill, knowledge, and speed. Absolutely. She has been commonly compared to some of the very well-known psychics and mediums today. But what makes Joanna wildly different from all the rest is that she brings to the table a lifetime of powerful healing experiences too, both personally and professionally, which delivers not only profound accuracy, but profound results. And I'm going to read all this because I love it. Joanna has a deep understanding of how the universe works and how dreams are created. So like a human x-ray machine, she instantly and compassionately sees right to the root of your biggest obstacles and challenges. With laser-like accuracy, helps you remove those hidden blocks, preventing you from reaching your greatest goals. Her life's mission is to champion people from all walks of life to move past limitations, to step boldly back into their natural brightness of joy, yes, success, love, creativity, and power. And I love this part about you, Joanne, is that she is dedicated to working with spiritual seekers. That's so cool, from all around the world. And she delivers profound insights, spiritual truths, specific guidance, and channeled messages that dramatically transform people's lives from the inside out. And so she invites everybody from top CEO, celebrity, entrepreneur, healer, single mom, or young professional, anyone eager to feel more empowered, successful, excited, or transform will experience something truly life-changing during your time with Joanna. And I can attest to all of that. So
Thank you so much for that intro. As you read it, there's a part of me that says, "This she can't be talking about me."
Oh,
and yeah. That's every single human has that on some level. So as I'm hearing you, I'm going, okay, I can't hide now. There's no hiding right now. What she said, it's out in the open. That's literally what just came to me.
Yes.
So that's the struggle.
Oh. Yeah. And that is exactly, I just did a Facebook Live earlier and I said that I'm having you come on for people to show them. It's that to trust, to stepping it, trust in stepping into something that is, that's going to be my first question actually. If you could share your story, your pathway, how you haven't always been so open about channeling and intuitive coaching. So what was your life like that before stepping into this role?
Let me just see how I can say it in a way that makes most sense and it's most it resonates with many people. So stepping into the role, it didn't quite work that way. I think I was more pushed into it. So for just a very basic overview, I was not aware of my abilities when I was younger. Although when I look back, there were a few moments that I distinctly remember. You know when you kind of have a memory of when you're 4 years old and it's like burnt in your mind? Those kind of moments that they happened like yesterday. And there were a few instances where between the age of 4 and 7, I've had moments where, for example, I went with my mom that was back in the old country to the forest and we were going to pick up some flowers. And I remember saying to my mom, it was at the age of 5 or so, I said, the biggest threat to Mother Earth is a human. And then I just totally forgot it. I didn't remember this until actually last few years ago. So as I thought about that, I thought there was a glimpse there. There was some, because I don't think, at least not the kids I've met, say that. It's not a very, you know what I mean? That's so.
Yeah.
Around the same time, 6 probably, maybe more so, I was, I remember I was in a kitchen, same in the old country, and I was overcome by this sadness. And I remember what I was doing. I was sweeping the floors because mom was coming home and I was afraid that she was going to get mad at me. And I remember being overcome by this incredible sadness. And I said out loud, God, why am I here? And then I dismissed it. And then a while later, I remember sitting in the kitchen, looking out the window. And I said to myself, I want to be a teacher. Except my association to a teacher was not what it is now. So those are kind of few things here and there. My awareness of my intuition became very apparent when I was going through a very difficult period of my life about 20 years ago. And that's the proverbial tower moment where things are starting to fall apart because they ain't working. So my entire life up until that moment had to kind of be reset. And during that time, there was a being standing in my room. He appeared to me. And it was for the first time I felt something I have never felt in my entire existence. I know now what that is. I didn't know what it was then. Now I feel it as absolute pure bliss and love. Non-human, absolutely non-human. And I guess I was suspended, I don't know for how long, probably couldn't have been very long, but I was suspended in this absolute bliss. When they talk about time stopping, I literally felt like everything just stopped. And from that moment, I became aware of just being more in tune. Although I think I was always in tune, I just didn't know it.
Right. That's actually a good clarifying point that we can be intuitive, but just not aware or in tune.
We're all intuitive. As a matter of fact, every single person is born with intuition. And most people refer to it as a gut feeling or intuition. Mm-hmm. So when somebody says, my gut tells me, that's this something that cannot be defined often by logic, right? So every single human has it. Not everybody trusts it. Not everybody believes it. Not everybody trusts themselves. So there's a whole bunch of chaos around that. But every single human is intuitive.
So with
that makes sense.
Can you still hear me? Yeah. When we have that gut feeling, just it could be like you said, a gut feeling, or just a hunch. Is it always? How do we know if it's? I guess that's the question. The doubt. How do we know if it's right or it's fear?
Yeah. So so this is a very common question that I expect every single time, and that is, just like when you meet someone and they become your friend, you don't all of a sudden give them all your trust on day one.
In other words,
you cultivate it, right? You begin to look for things, you kind of note them down or jot them down, and then eventually over a period of time you go, I felt this and this is what happened, I felt this and this is what happened, I felt this and I didn't do it and this is what happened. You begin to see a pattern emerge, right?
Right.
You can't just jump into trust from non-trust unless you have a profound experience that is out of body experience, for example. Plant ceremony experiences often have that component. But not normally, aside from those extraordinary circumstances, it's very hard to jump from non-trust to trust right away, right?
Okay, yeah.
So it needs to be cultivated, right? The bigger issue, if I may say it that way, is how to recognize if it's your fear or it's your intuition.
Yes,
right?
That's perfect,
Every person will obviously feel it their own way, but the way it's being described to me right now, the fear has this almost like an electrical charge to it, whereas intuition is much more softer and subtle. It's almost like it's beyond the human form, whereas the thoughts are closer to the head. So most people don't think about those things, but now that I've said it, next time your listener is going to have a thought, he or she or you will observe, which part of me is it coming from? And that's when you begin to pay attention.
Everything is awareness.
The key to whatever it is that we desire lies in the ability to be aware.
And that means that we have to kind of get out of our own way. What are the things that we seem to place in our way? They would create a path of resistance. Like, what is it that we tend to often do?
How do I answer that question? The word that comes to mind is limitation. So we are here, born into this physical reality in order to experience a life often with limitations, because we come from an unlimited space. So by the very fact that we are born and then we begin to be programmed by environment, like this is what happens in a human form, we begin to realize certain things about themselves from being told certain things, experienced different things, and we form our own assumptions. These assumptions eventually become our belief systems. So everybody will have different types of fears, although if you really think about it, fears are common, feelings and emotions are common, we just all experience it differently and our take on it is slightly different because we're individual beings.
Right.
Everyone has a very distinct, very unique perspective on consciousness. And consciousness is, well, we are part of consciousness. Consciousness is all there is.
Yes.
So the limitation could be anything. I can't do this, or I'm not supposed to, or according to the social rules that I was brought in, this is not appropriate, or this is not for a woman, or this is... there is probably a list that goes on for miles and miles and miles of the limitations that we put on ourselves.
Right.
But if you really think about it, all limitations all go down to one point, which is fear. We don't limit ourselves because we think we're wonderful. We limit ourselves because we think we're not.
Right. That's so true. It sounded funny when you say it so obviously like that.
And this is what I'm realizing. The communication that comes through me is that bluntly obvious. It's like, duh. Like even sometimes to this day, there are moments where I'll get this influx of information, this knowingness. And I literally start to, sometimes I cry, sometimes I laugh because what I'm seeing right now is so bluntly obvious, but I just wasn't able to see it.
Right. Yes. I witnessed that when you're doing the do you call them readings or do you call them channel messages?
Oh God, I'm glad you asked me that question. Here's the quirky part. I don't know why. I haven't figured it out, but I guess it's not that important to me. I hate calling my sessions readings. I've always had that. And I believe because people's association in my belief has a certain label or box on it. And the moment I am put in that box, I am no longer Joanna. I am now a psychic or a reader. And my job, if you will, is constantly to remind people, you are not a label. You are not a feeling. You are not your body. You are not your thoughts. Those are all aspects of you, and you get to decide what you keep and what you put away.
And so that's so well. I could, you know what, it's so funny because I was just like, every time I went to say the word radiant, it didn't feel right. So that's why I was like, I'm clarifying this one. So I'm glad I did.
Thank you for that. I love that. Yeah.
Oh, and I love that you said, and we get to choose which aspects. And that is a whole new world right now. If I were to think about, wow, if I never heard that before, and all of a sudden I was told, you are not your body, you are not this, and you get to choose which aspects you show to people, or not show, but...
Express.
What would you do with it? Yeah. Express. Yes.
Express. Yeah.
Yes. And they can change and they can shift. And you yourself are actually, even in the 3 months that I've only been, you know, witnessing yours, you've said yes to different aspects and said, "Ooh, I think this one's time to go away and this one's time to shine."
Mm-hmm. I do.
And it's interesting when you're listening to that. And is that something you hear, or is it a feeling?
It comes in various ways. More notably, it's I hear it and then I feel it. So this is really interesting because those are two different perceptions. And just to kind of, I think this will be helpful to your listeners and to you maybe, to maybe give you a bit of a background, what has transpired in the last 3 months. So I knew a few years ago already, a couple of years, that my work is going to change. I just felt it. I didn't know what it was. I mean, I started off as a hypnotherapist all those years ago. Mm-hmm. So, what is it? Actually, I lost it. Oof. This is what happens when I channel big energy.
Yes.
You know what happens? I'll tell you what happens. And this is, okay, so this is what's happening right now. Thank you. So they're making an example of me.
I love that.
Right now, I'm completely vulnerable. Yeah, right now, I'm completely vulnerable. And I'm saying, I don't know what I'm saying. And I'm going, I can't believe I'm saying that. And I'm realizing, but it's okay. It is okay. This is what happened. There's nothing wrong. Just get back on track. Everything is fine. The vulnerability part, that's why most of us hide. That's why most of us limit ourselves, because we're afraid to be vulnerable. Right?
Yes.
So a few months ago, I was told by a spirit, a very big being. He said to me, "You're not Joanna the medium." And I went, "Oh, what?" And he said to me, "You're a powerful healer." And when he said that to me, it hit me like somebody hit me with a baseball bat across my heart. And the feeling that went along with that was, I cannot possibly be worthy of this. And as I'm saying it to you right now, I'm getting emotional because I remember that. I remember with every ounce of my being. And he said to me, "Look, you're a healer because you all are. So here's the deal. You can either deny it or you can accept it. That is your choice." And I thought, I'm not arguing with this guy. And I said, okay. I said, I will accept it. He said, "It's okay. You don't have to believe it right now. Accepting it is the first part." So I said, okay, I accept that I'm a healer. And I just kind of forgot about it. 3 months later, I'm in a meditation and I am overcome by this incredible wave of energy. And I'm realizing in my body, oh my God, I'm a healer. I felt it in my bones. And at that moment, hello?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
can we hear you?
Yeah. I can hear you now. What did you hear last?
Okay. They could feel it in your bones.
Okay. And at that moment, I realized I am a healer. It was no longer a thought. It was embodied. And at that moment, I knew it's going to start changing really, really fast. So that's the change that you are noticing. And as a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, I literally said, my name is Joanna the Healer. And I rise to the occasion, and things just went like a domino effect. It's like wildfire.
Oh,
that is the power of intention.
Yes, and what a perfect note. We'll scoot away to commercial. I almost can't even excitedly wait to get back with Joanna the Medium.
Wow.
I know, and Joanna the Healer. So back with both.
We'll be right back.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody, for listening with Light on Living with Lisa Berry here. And I have Joanna the Medium. And we're going to actually, I would like to start referring to you as Joanna the Healer, in fact. And
Wow, I love that. And
yes. Oh, thank you. You know what? Thank you for the opportunity for me to say that. And I have to say, when I was speaking with I'm just assuming, you know, it's like yourself when you do your videos, you have no feedback at the moment. When I was doing the video earlier, I really wanted to impart to everybody that this is the show that, like, you are the person right now to represent, to share, to help encourage those. I did say stepping into, and I'd like to change the way I'm saying that right now because of you. And I'd like to say to people, it's for those who are ready to rise up. And I
got chills.
And because I realize that's so physical, stepping into that role, stepping and own. I love this. Rise up. It's time to rise up. And I would love for you to pick up that at that point, if it feels right, as you said, okay, I'm Joanna the Healer. I will rise to this.
It wasn't something I thought about of saying. It just came to me, and I felt it's like there was this force that it needed to come out of me. And as I'm saying it to you right now, I am realizing it makes perfect sense because it's a force I've been keeping back. It makes perfect sense.
Yes.
So, by the way, that's the power of words. What you just did, you just switched how you look at things. And by switching how you look at things, by saying we're not stepping into it because that means we are not it now.
Right.
What you are saying is, I am it now, and now I'm ready and willing to live it, to be it.
Oh. Wow.
Because to have something and to accept it are two different things oftentimes, right?
Yes.
We are all healers, just like you are. And, you probably never thought about it that way. But the reality is you are made up of energy and you manipulate energy all day long.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. I always thought it was so interesting that I could literally, it's funny I spoke about this too on the live, is that I'm a happy person. I have a lot of joy. And then some moments, if I do happen to catch myself or see that I'm a little bit something's throwing me off a little bit, I have the power to not just switch it and fake switch it, but to truly transform that energy into something that feels better, that like feels good in my heart and not so ugh. And that was my next question was, since you've, even in the last 3 months with this embodiment, I don't know if that's the right word, but it's embodiment of this role. How does that look to you, feel to you when you are more living authentically, I guess is the word, or allowing that power to rise?
Let me see how to answer that question. It's almost like I see a swirl of energy and then the words formulate themselves and then I follow it like a string of pearls.
Oh.
I guess one would call it a channel. Try not to label myself that way.
Yes, yes.
What it means to me is I am consciously now ready to experience whatever it is meant for me to be a healer. Now, even when I say the word meant for me, nobody is deciding it for me.
Right.
It is what I am willing to express out of me in a healing capacity, in a way that allows me to be the truest, purest form to my true self in a physical body. And as I'm saying this, I'm going, I've given myself a tall order. Because I also know that in order for me to be that or to express that, I have to let go of some things that have been holding me back from it. Right.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
The vulnerability piece. So how it expresses itself right now is I am literally dropped with information on, I seem to be directing energy, and half the time I'm not even realizing it until a little later. It's like these gifts are beginning to reveal themselves to me simply by me having accepted that all those few months ago. So it'll express itself in more healing. Yeah.
Yes, and this is why I knew this is the most valuable conversation right now for so many people, because I can feel so many people just around me, and we seem to attract it, but I've said yes to that energy to be showing up for me. But so many people are so excited and wanting to express themselves as healers, and yet they have that very human question. Yes, but I can't really do that as my career. And yes, but I can't quit my job. And yes, but there's so many of them out there. So this piece that you're talking to is so valuable that we already are doing this. And if we could just share with them, as I was just like, what? She really had like a day job and did a job thing. And then, you know, and now she, you know, gets to do this. And I would just love for you to share how that happened to encourage people that it can happen for them as well.
So when I was saying earlier that I was more pushed into it more so than I stepped into it, this is so about 5 years ago, I was working in a corporate world. Sales. I was doing hypnotherapy on the side for quite a few years as a side business. And 5 years ago, I was basically let go of my job. It was completely unexpected, except that's a total lie, because 6 months earlier I said, please put me out of my misery. And, you know, I set that intention out and I forgot it. And literally 6 months later, I walked into my office and the whole energy in my room was gone. It's like I was no longer there. And I called up my assistant. I said, go to my room, see what you feel. And then she comes out. She goes, it's weird. It feels like something is missing. And I went, okay. So, yeah, I lost my job. And I go, okay, this is what had to happen because I was too comfortable and too afraid to make a change myself.
Yes.
And if they, quote unquote, had it my way, I would be probably still sitting there being very miserable. Okay. So this forced me, so to speak, forced a reset. It's, you know, you're trying to help somebody and it's like, okay, buddy, you got to get up. Like right now you got to get up and you just kind of be extra forceful. And then the person gets up and goes, oh, actually I can stand. Okay. Right. And, I struggled for about a year. I was looking, because right away I wanted to replace my income. Right. First thing. And for the entire year, I didn't get one interview, and I was a pretty successful sales rep. And I finally said, what the F is the problem? And this is what I hear, what I heard. This is what I heard. I'm glad you're asking. You're not supposed to go back. And when I heard you're not supposed to go back, boom, huge fear appeared. And then the voice said, what do you want? And without hesitation, I said, I need money. He said, that's wrong answer.
Very honest.
And I just like that, Lily, that like that, very short, that wrong answer. And I said, I don't think I said anything. I just kind of puzzled me. And then he said, how do you want to feel? And I went, how do I want to feel? And then it just occurred to me, oh my God, when I do these things on the side, hypnotherapy that started turning into quote unquote readings, this is, it's freedom. Freedom was key to me. And this is what it makes me feel free when I do this. And this is what he said. He said, good. Now you follow it. And as long as you follow your truth, life will always support you. So I had to look my husband in the eye, and he's a chartered accountant, so numbers. Things have to make sense, right?
Right. Yeah.
And I said, I have to do this. And I was terrified because all my fears of abandonment and rejection came up. I thought he was going to leave me. Now, he hearing me this, say that right now, says that's completely ridiculous. But this is what the fears that I had, that I was carrying. Who am I, Joanna, to do what I love? If people are not going to like it, they're just going to leave me. That's a terrifying part. And this voice said to me, he said, if you want your freedom, you have to face your fears. And I thought something inside of me said, okay, I accept that when I face this and when I face my truth, when I follow it, I accept that some things are going to happen that I will not like. I accept that. And I consciously chose to accept that because I was willing to pay that price. And
that is such an interesting statement you just right there said. I was willing to pay the price, and here you are wanting money.
Yeah.
Like think of the trends, like how that went. That started with, well, I need money. And then what came up fear was, you know, and then to say, I'm willing to pay the price when literally you were probably feeling quite financially empty at that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, but literally saying, no, this is everything to me. Wow.
And I remember I went to the gym the next day and somebody came up to me and this person said, what did you do? And I said, nothing. Why? And this person said, because you glow. And I realized what transpired a day earlier had such an impact that a person, stranger, says, my light has changed.
Yes.
And that's when I began to realize the power of acceptance, the power of thought. It's like I've always known it on some level, but like, you know, it's more of an embodied feeling now.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then does that answer the question? Does that help?
Yes, it does. And I can feel it helping so many people because this is Om Times Radio. We're a very conscious community. And I think a lot think, well, no, we're spiritual people. We're healers or we're intuitives, but we can't make money and we shouldn't have money. Maybe we shouldn't make money off our gifts. Ooh, that question. Yes.
That's a great one. So, yes, there are people generally that will have a certain idea of what a healer means and what that means to them. Okay. And that comes from their own limitations and scarcity beliefs and thinking. Okay. Here's how I approach it. My time is as valuable as the time of a clerk, of a dentist, of a lawyer, of a doctor, of a accountant, of a radio show host. My time is no less valuable than that.
Right.
You're not paying me for a gift. My gift is the same as yours. Just because you don't believe it does not mean you don't have it. But I'm the same as you. Would you go to a dentist and just expect that he or she works on you for no exchange?
Right.
Because they have an association. It's generally religious-based, generally.
Yes, yes, that
right.
is correct.
Mm-hmm. But when you go back to the very basic foundation of existence, we are all essence of pure love, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is, it's all oneness. Everyone is the same. Now, from the human perspective, it's not logical. That's because our logic is based on our human perception. We are so much more than that, though. So the whole money idea is scarcity. Also, what I see with healers a lot is most of the healers that I've met, I would probably say all of them, come from the place of have pain themselves. Because
yes.
in order for them to be an effective healer, they must come from a space of knowing. Right? And you'll probably talk to many, and you probably have. Most of them have something in their background that inspired them to be of help to others, right? So, but they don't necessarily embody the worthiness, just like I didn't when I was told I was a powerful healer. I didn't. Oh, it was against what I believe about myself, which was not worthy, right?
Yes.
Not everyone, quote unquote, has charted for themselves that to be a full-time job.
Right. Absolutely.
Because the idea isn't, if you're looking for a job, you already have a job. the moment a gift becomes a job, it's no longer a gift. It's a job. Do you want a job? Right? But people don't necessarily think of it that way. So sometimes it's just a matter of expressing one's ability, however one chooses to express, and allowing that healing to bring opportunities. See, we're trying to make it happen. The problem is we think that's what we need. We think of it, what we think is a lot, but we know very little. Right? So one way of approaching that is, rather than putting the heavy burden on a job, making it a job, why just start first with things that draw your attention? Oftentimes when people want to be a healer, and it's oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes they want to get out from where they're at right now.
Yes.
So they're running. Now, if you're running, you're running from something. And if you're running for something and that something is with you, then we've got a problem.
That's right.
Right.
You're like running from something, but you're carrying it with you. Like, it gets on my back. Literally. When you say a job, like, you know, if I were to just go to your YouTube channel, let's say, and I'm looking at you, like, you put some time into that and you do these weekly impulses and then you go through every sign. I mean, would you, is this your career? That your healing is your
career. Yes, it's turned out to be that way. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Was this my plan? No.
No, exactly. Now, when we come back, we have to sneak away to commercial just this last time, but this is where I'm so excited to have you share with people about that. I think they're starting to feel it like, wow, my gifts and my healing can be my career and not a job. So when we come back, we're going to hear more from Joanna the Healer on Om Times Radio, Light on Living.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Way to get to know your partner, yourself, and love more deeply. Download and join today.
Mind connected to the heart, connected to the love, connected to the soul. I'm connected to you, connected to me.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, 'How do I know what deeper questions to ask?' And the teacher replies, 'When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed.'" Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to level 2 answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
All right. Great. Welcome back, you guys, to Light on Living. I'm Lisa Berry, and I have Joanna the Healer. But don't forget, if you need to find her, because I know you do and you want to find her, it's Joanna the Medium. So I want you to go to her website, joannathemedium.com, or where I found her on YouTube, Joanna the Medium. So many incredible videos. She does a weekly pulse that I like to tune into and listen to everybody's sign. Joanna, actually, I just love listening to everything you say has value to me. So I'm on your channel so much. And also too, it's fun getting to know you. And I think that's one of the things I thought was unique, is that you share your story, yes, of how you were able to shift and say yes and accept and now I don't want to say pursue, because you're not pursuing this, but I do have it's a big question. I think it's so big. It is about our jobs, and I'm taking this on a global level. Sometimes I hear people say, and it kind of doesn't, it disconnects. I'm disconnected to the statement. So I was going to ask your help in helping me with this, clarifying it. But a lot of us say it's my job. It's our job to heal the earth. It's our job to heal. And I often think, well, is it really my job to heal the planet? Like, wow, maybe it is. I don't know.
I absolutely love what you're saying. And it's like, I can't wait to get into it.
Oh, good. Okay. Yay.
Okay. So let's just look at it from a certain perspective. You are here as a soul embodying a physical structure. Who are you doing it for?
Me.
Yes.
Me?
Yes. Yes, that's a resounding.
Okay, good.
Therefore, and if you are part of the world, you are part of this beautiful entity called Mother Earth, right? How can you heal a person if you cannot heal you? And I don't mean you as Lisa. I mean you as, let's say a healer. And it's not about our job being to heal or to be a healer, or our job to heal planet Earth. Our job is to have awareness within ourselves. When you have awareness, you know who you are. You know you are not made up of your thoughts, your body, and your emotion. You know you are more than that. That in its frequency is very, very high. So the simple answer to that question is your job is to quote unquote heal you. Because when you heal, you give off a different vibe. And if you imagine every single person having healed something within themselves, and it is to do with separation, every single human will evoke or embody or project a higher frequency. And that will help Mother Earth, no question about it. Now, from another perspective, we have chosen to be here at this particular time to assist Mother Earth in this process. But again, the only way we can truly assist is to love ourselves.
Okay.
If we don't love ourselves, it's very difficult to love another. I once tuned into Mother Earth, except it's an incorrect statement. I didn't tune in. She just appeared. And I don't often channel Mother Earth. It was very new. It's all within the last 6 months.
Oh.
And I just had this instinctual feeling to ask her, how do we help you? And you know what she said? It was just so remarkable. She said, when you begin to be aware that everything in existence, a human, a bird, a bug, is essence of pure love, that is what will help me. Now think about this. When you look at life and animals, that not just animals that we eat or have as pets, but that are all expression of the divine, which we are too, then we change our relationship with it to one out of more love-based, right? And that completely shifts the way we vibrate and the way we think. And that reflects everything we do in our lives. So it was a very simple statement, but so profound. I remember when I heard that, I went, wow, it's so simple, yet so profound. And this is what I find in these communications. The simplicity of it is, it's remarkable. However, it's challenging. Everything is connected. Everything has a purpose. I remember feeling one time where I felt I was part of everything. Everything was part of me. To the ego, it was called death, because the ego was getting obliterated at that moment.
Yes.
And I remember having this absolute awareness that everything is perfect, including the chaos. It's just that we as humans cannot see it from our perspective. And I remember at that moment, and it wasn't a thought, it was embodied. I was being it. It was part of me. And I remember at that moment, I had a knowing that I could change anything in that moment. And you know what? I didn't want to, because I knew everything was perfect. It was profound, absolutely profound.
That's quite a space to be in. That is complete acceptance of you. If you could, I could change anything, but I didn't want to. Yeah. I have goosebumps on that one.
And the human brain cannot digest that. What do you mean you could change anything? Are you stupid? But when you're in that vibration, when you're in that frequency, you're no longer operating on a 3D construct. You're somewhere else. And from that perspective, it's obvious, right? So when people say, I want to be spiritual, well, you already are. How do you want to express it?
Right.
Right?
How do you want to express it? I think that is the most, that actually will be the question that kind of sums up this time, because that's how do you want to express it? And in that expression, we can make a difference. And that was going to be one of my questions of, can we make a difference? And it's clearly a yes. I don't even need to ask it. It's just, do we choose? We always make a difference no matter whether we choose it or not. But which difference do we want to choose to make? And how, when you're saying that we're all spiritual, we are all this part, is there a way to, like, you get to hear that, like you said, it's swirling around and then you follow it like a string of pearls. Mm-hmm. How could someone else, how could the listeners themselves be aware of their own intuition?
So this is going to be a very boring answer, but here it goes. It's stilling the mind. It is the mind that stands in the way in us knowing who we truly are. It is the mind. The mind is a thought projection that is based on somebody's belief, which is very much limited, right? So one way to weave through it, if you will, is to find stillness in one's heart and in one's mind. Now, when we are constantly focused on outside of us, because most of us are, that's why we're not in the moment, we are not able to clearly perceive what's going on deep within, because we're too busy doing or thinking something else. In other words, we're not paying attention. Everything or anything you put focus on, you are focused in that direction, right? So if you're focusing on thoughts that are preoccupying your mind because of something that's going on, it's going to be pretty hard to listen to that very subtle voice. Sometimes it's not so subtle, but it's usually quite subtle, right? And that requires one to tune down or to, you know, tune up, however you want to call it. But stilling the mind is extraordinarily important. It is the foundational key. Now, some of your listeners will say, oh, God, she's talking about meditation. Well, you can call it whatever you want. At the end of the day, it is a tool to help you align. So deal with it.
Right. Yes. Yes. Now, interestingly enough, we just talked about intuition and about our own hearts and minds and quieting them, finding the stillness. However, with you, I find you extremely interesting, because you actually hear other voices, it's not just yours. When you say, you know, you heard a voice and he said this, it's, is that still, are we tuning into are you tuning into yourself when you hear that? Or are you tuning into a frequency outside
combination.
Of you?
It's usually combination. Sometimes it's just literally how I call it. I plug in. Okay. And there's always assistance, but I'm not aware of one. Of assistance, and other times there's other beings. But more and more I am connecting to collective consciousness versus a person. And I understand now the purpose of it, because part of my job is to teach that we are all one, right? Mm. So I don't even know where I was going with this. But yes, so the human mind has difficulty understanding that I'm talking to something you can't quite define. Like, what is she talking to, air? What is she talking to, cloud? Right?
Yeah.
But it's, the fifth dimension and beyond is lives more from a unified space, knowing they're all one. We do not know because we live in a space that is limited by beliefs of separation, the duality, mm-hmm. right? That's the human experience. So but yes, sometimes they're...
The fifth, well, I'm just going to call it, I can't call it the people, but the beings in the fifth, the energy in the fifth dimension, is there an actual want for them to assist us, or is it just that they're there and we're asking? Like, do they have a desire to help us?
My personal experience is they have a vested interest in humanity's evolution. And that's because if you think about it, everything is connected to everything. So we, just because we live on an isolated planet or so we think, does not mean that we do not have an effect of everything that is around us. If you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Everything is energy. It's the way I see it, it's like a spider's web, and then all the strings and a perfect formation as far as you can see, it's all connected, that kind of a thing. That's how I see it. So energy has no beginning and the end. Of course, Earth's energy is going to affect other planetary energies. To my logical mind, it makes sense. Why? Right? Everything is connected. So they are assisting us in helping rise Gaia's vibration. So they are. They do have vested interest because it helps them too.
Right. Oh my gosh. I just got it. Okay. That was funny. I went zap. Okay.
Interesting.
I totally get that. It's like when we help, I don't know why I'm choosing this analogy, a beehive, if we help the bees and the beehives and we get the honey. Well, if we choose to,
beautiful.
Like if some people decide
beautiful.
To. Right.
Beautiful. Yes.
Right. I felt very mean for a second because I was like, oh gosh, bees. But yes, I got it now. Okay. That is that's so helpful. I think so we start so... Like when one of the course questions was, well, you're here to have your experience. It's for you. Heal yourself mm-hmm. first. Mm-hmm. And then it actually comes to everybody wants everybody to heal because everybody heals as everybody heals. I get it.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. And I have actually experienced my change, how it's affecting people around me. And it was shown that that's what was going to happen. But now I'm seeing it. It's remarkable. It's absolutely remarkable.
Yes, I can see that. Yes, I could feel that, see that too. So as we, my final 3 minutes with you, I'm so excited for so many people to hear this show and hear you share these words and help encourage them. I think that's what I was hoping to have you shed the light, which I believe you have, to encourage them to do this. If I'm just going to throw this out. It's a total business question. Why did you choose YouTube? Like, I'm going to go on YouTube and do my healing this way?
Can you rephrase the question, please?
Oh, sorry. Yes. You are able to reach so many people to do this as your career.
Got it.
Yes. Did you know YouTube?
No, actually, those 5 years ago when I was booted out of a cushy job, Spirit said to me, meditation, you need a YouTube channel. And I literally said, what the F for? Mm-hmm. And I heard, you're going to channel. I said, no effing way I'm doing that. And they said, you're going to read cards. And I said, I don't know how to read cards. And what I heard was, get a few decks, put out the cards, we'll tell you what to say. That is literally how it started. And when I asked the question, why do I have to be on YouTube? I heard, because people need to get used to your voice.
Oh.
So the first time was terrifying to me because I come from a very different space of not wanting to be seen. That seeing meant abandonment and rejection. So no. I was facing in the other direction. Mm. So that was one of the things I had to overcome. And without that, you and I would never connect.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm so thankful that you said, followed, trusted. You trusted and followed. And so what I'd like to do is just invite people right now to trust and follow and to, first of all, yes, follow you on YouTube, which is Joanna the Medium. You've got to check out her channel. Just even, and I love your voice. I love your accent and I love everything. I love what you share. but I also, and it's such a beautiful setting behind you and I love that. And everybody would, is the best thing to do is have them go to your website, joannathemedium.com, and just connect with you there.
Yes, that would be the easiest way.
Okay. Yes. I hate that my time's ending, but I trust that it's the perfect time to end as well.
Thank you so much. This was an honor.
Oh, Joanna, thank you. Thank you so very much. And we're going to be inviting everybody to the replay. And I know that so many people will be able to rise up into their knowing and their calling. So thank you so
Beautiful.
Much, Joanna. Thank you, everybody,
thank
for
you.
Joining. Okay, guys, we'll see you next week on Light on Living. I've been your host, Lisa Berry, thanking Joanna the Medium to the wonderful show. Bye, everyone.